Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply grand prize winner. Grand prize winners. You know, we live in a very competitive society, and because of it, everybody wants to win. In the Olympics, the grand prize is the gold medal. In football, the grand prize is the Super Bowl trophy. In academics, the grand prize is the full ride scholarship, and the list goes on and on. Well, in this Christian life, my friends and neighbors, there are also prizes that we are seeking. Remember 1 Corinthians 9 and 24 that encourages us that we should run, that we might obtain the prize. Then remember in Philippians 3 and 14 when we discover that we have to press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Yes, my friends and neighbors, I submit to you that we too are chasing and thriving for the prizes in this spiritual life. Can I outline just a few ways to get them in our prize acronym? 5 key ways that every single time you know you can win in Christ. That P reminds us of the importance of persistence. Yes, my friends. Persist is simply the art of maintaining focus, drive, and energy in spite of the outcomes. You see, the persistence is an attitude. It's intangible. You think of Tiger Woods, for example, as the greatest golfer of all time. And when you really inspect it, you'll discover that he's only won 15 major golf championships out of 352 total tournaments. Well, think about LeBron James. He's been in the NBA for 17 years, and he's only won 3 championships. So in this Christian life, my friends and neighbors, we've got to exercise patience and persistence so that we know that we're going to win. It may not happen overnight, but it will happen. Remember, the Bible tells us in Hebrews 10 and 36 that we need some patience, that after we've done the will of God, we might receive the promise. Then we discover in Hebrews 10 and 35 that we should never cast away our confidence because its reward is great. Have thrown your confidence away? Have you given up on life and given up on your dreams? I challenge you, my friends, to reach down deep inside and hold on to the persistence. Never give up or end, and we will win. The Bible also reminds us, my friends and neighbors, that if we don't cast away that confidence, like I said, our reward is going to be so great. Are you waiting on that great reward? Are you going to hang in there until you get it? The R in our prize acronym reminds us of the importance of repetition. You see, repetition is simply the formulation of good habits. Whereas persistence cannot be seen, repetition can. Repetition is actually the result of persistence. Whereas persistence is an attitude, repetition is an action. So repetition comes from the word repeat. The question is going to be asked, what do I repeat? Well, in Hebrews 3 and 13, we discover that we should exhort one another or encourage one another daily. So I should repeat encouragement. I should say words that inspire other people and say them every day. In Acts 5 and 42, what should we repeat? The Bible says, and daily in the temple and in every house, they ceased not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. So every day I ought to also be repeating the process of encouraging and teaching people about the goodness of our Savior. That's positive words. That's saying to me that there are some things I can do. Yes, I rejoice evermore. Yes, I pray without ceasing. Yes, whatsoever things are true and honest and lovely and of a good report, I'm supposed to think on these things. How would you rate your habits? What are we doing every day, my friends and neighbors? Because what we're doing every day is determining our destiny. What we're repeating every day is determining our belief system, is determining what we believe. That I in our prize acronym reminds us of the importance of innovation. Yes, my friends, creativity is who we are. And oftentimes we don't do it enough. But you think about it. The Bible tells us in Ephesians 2 and 10 that we are his workmanship, that we were created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we're in the image of the Creator, which means we've got creativity just bubbling on the inside of us. The question is asked now, when was the last time you created something? You know how to create. You can do it, my friends and neighbors. We all can. You say, well, how do I do that? Think about how our world has evolved through innovation. We've gone from riding horses to traveling by train to riding in automobiles to airplanes, and who knows what's next. Max, the automobile was first a 5-speed, then it was automatic, and now they've got self-driving cars on the market. We all have world-changing ideas on the inside of us. How do we find them? I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to spend some quiet time alone by yourself. No television, no radio, no internet, just you and God alone, and bask in the beauty of His presence. Then create constantly. Think of new ideas, new innovations. Everything can be improved. Then avoid arguing. Remember, the Bible tells us to stay away from strife. We should live in joy. And last but not least, we should believe in the power that God placed on the inside of us. That Z in our prize acronym reminds us of the importance of zeal. That simple four-letter word, my friend, is the fine art of pursuing life with passion. You've seen zeal exemplified. Think of that person in the choir that sings so energetically and so enthusiastically, that can't wait to come to rehearsal, that's almost sad when choir rehearsal's over. She's got a zeal. You know the dancers and the street performers that we see all over the world. They've got a zeal for entertainment. The question is, what is your zeal? Because when you find your zeal, you find your victory. We understand zeal in Titus 2 and 14. Because the Bible tells us that God redeemed us from all iniquity to purify unto Himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. There's that word again, my friends. We should be zealous about doing something good. Do you have a zeal for helping others? A zeal for helping other people solve their problems? A zeal for prayer? A zeal for rejoicing? What's your zeal? And I challenge it, my friends and neighbors, when you find that zeal, you're going to find your prize. Last but not least is the importance of education. That's simply a acquiring the knowledge that comes from the scriptures and that comes from the Holy Spirit. We discover it. The Bible tells us in 2 Timothy 2 and 15 that we ought to study to show ourselves approved unto God. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we should be educated. See, some are educated in academics and in the intellectual elements, but we should also be educated in the spiritual realm. We shouldn't be not understand or know the scriptures, because they're right in front of us. We should read daily so that we can discover, just like in Jeremiah 36:6-8, when we see about Baruch who read in the books the word of the Lord in the Lord's house. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we should study, we should read, we should be experts and knowledgeable in the things of God. That's how we win the grand prize. That's all the time of yours I'm going to take today, my friends. Until we talk again on tomorrow, God bless you, God bless your families, and embrace the new and improving you.